Hi, everybody. Jason Fallgraber here. I just wanted to do a quick introduction before we get into the podcast tonight. So for those of you that are new to the pod and new to camp, just letting you know how this all works. Every night or most nights a week, I will try and bring a few campers in to the, well, it's not really a pod studio, it's our microphone office. And we'll recap the day. We'll just talk about what we did that day. We'll catch up on what's going on at camp. And it's really fun for me to bring them in and talk to a few campers each night. And it seems like it's been really effective for parents and for relatives and anyone out there that wants to listen and keep in touch with what's going on at camp. And we have a lot of fun with it. And you can subscribe and you can listen to it, and it's really great. Tonight is our first night, full night of camp. So right now, all of your kids are in their cabins, and they're meeting the kids in their cabins, and they're getting to know their counselors, and they're going through their goals, and they're working on their cabin contracts. They're doing all of that stuff that's really important for a first night cabin bonding experience. I will tell you that everyone is resting safely in their cabins. All of the kids are doing really well. We have a few boys who are definitely, it's an adjustment period. And the first night always can be a little bit difficult, but I walked through every single cabin tonight and say goodnight to every single camper. And I saw a lot of really great stuff and a lot of new friendships blooming and a lot of counselors really setting a great tone for their cabin. And I'm really excited for this session. Really, really excited. And to let you know who's going to be working with your kids this summer, I wanted to do a podcast with our group leaders and with our youth development directors so you can know what's going on at camp. So just so you know a little bit about how our supervision structure works. Every counselor at camp, or every cabin at camp, has a few counselors. Those counselors are your camper's go-to people for the summer. They know everything about your center as much as you told us and as much as we know, we told them. They want to promote a positive cabin dynamic. They want to work with your kids on an individual level, and they are in it. They're your camper's go-to person for the entire summer. Then the next layer above them are our group leaders. So we have three group leaders. Josh Ingram is with our juniors. Jackson Wissner is with our intermediates, and AJ Villarreal is with our seniors. And so for the first about 10 or 12 minutes of the podcast tonight, we have Josh and AJ and Jackson on, and they just talk about what they're going to be doing at camp with your kids, what their background is, and they just to introduce you to kind of who is his going to be boots on the ground with the boys this summer and really in it and really working hard to advocate for each and every kid. And then working directly with me, we have our youth development directors, Jeff Toombs and Pamela Adler. Pamela and her husband Thomas own Triple Ranch Camp for years and years and years, and she's been working in youth development for a very long time. And Jeff is a youth development worker in Victoria, British Columbia. He's worked with the Boys and Girls Club for a ton of years. He's been on and off with Menominee since 1997. He was my cabin counselor when I was a CIT years ago. And so they are the ones that you are going to be hearing from directly. So either Jeff or Pamela or myself. And for all first-year families, you will hear directly from them within 2 days, 2 or 3 days of today, of your kids at camp. And they're going to share your son's goals. They're going to tell you what activities they signed up for and just do a quick check-in so you know that you have a go-to youth worker at camp for your son. And so they're going to be working closely with our group leaders, and so am I. We're going to be in and out of the cabins. We're going to be doing so much with the kids, and it's going to be great. So the way this podcast is going to work tonight is first you're going to hear me with the group leaders talking about our first day at camp, and then right after that, it's going to go into my conversation with Jeff and Pamela from first session. So I wanted you to get to know them a little bit. And on the first day of camp, first session, they introduced themselves and talked about what work they're going to be doing with the kids. Please ignore the cabin numbers that Pam and Jeff are working with. Those are their first session cabin numbers. We will email out the cabins that they're working with this session. But I did want you to get to know them a little bit. All right, that's it for me. I'm going to get to the podcast. Thank you so much for sending your kids to camp. I'm really excited about this summer. You're probably going to hear me say that 4 or 5 times during the podcast, but you're all amazing, and thank you for being a part of the Menominee family. And now, my conversations with our group leaders and our youth development directors.
All right. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of The Word of Second Session. I'm Jason Fellgraber. It is Sunday, July 14th, and we just had the first day of camp, and I'm very excited to introduce you to, well, reintroduce you to, because some of you have been on the pod before. But I wanted to introduce you guys to the group leaders for the session for the juniors, intermediates, and seniors. So here we have our junior group leader, Josh Ingram, our intermediate group leader, Jackson Wessner, and our senior group leader, AJ Villarreal. Hi, guys.
Hey.
How's it going?
How are we doing?
Great.
We just finished. I walked through every cabin, and you guys walked through all of your individual cabins, right?
Yeah.
So it's late. We've had a great first day. So why don't you guys just take a second to introduce yourselves, talk about what you're going to be doing with the kids.
I will start. So my name's Josh Ingram. This is my sixth year. Five of my years have spent pretty much around the junior age division, being a cabin three counsellor, four, five, never really above that. So I'm looking forward to working with the juniors, like supporting them in ways like making sure they know where they're getting to, little like camper detail things, helping the counsellors out with that, maybe carry some sunscreen around with me, stuff like that to lend them. Little camper detail things that the counsellors like may miss because of the sheer number of juniors we have this year.
Mm-hmm. And the junior cabins are 3 through 9.
Which is insane.
So parents out there, a lot of first-year parents that are junior, parents of juniors, if your son is finishing fourth grade or younger, he's considered a junior at Menominee. So Josh will be working directly with your boys, and we're really excited to have him supporting the juniors. So that's great. Jackson.
Hey, I'm Jackson Wessner. This is my second year at camp. I am going to be the intermediate group leader, so I'll be doing check-ins in the morning, going around to the kids if they have problems, troubles. I've already had a couple kids actually talk to me, open up even on the first night, which is really cool. I really want to do some bonding experiments and stuff to see
if we can get,
not just sports though, a lot of different stuff. Potentially maybe even a sneak into Jason's house while he's sleeping and scare him in his sleep.
Please, for the love of everything.
We should make that an all camp.
I'm seriously begging you. Like, you could do anything with the intermediates to get them to bond. Like, anything.
Okay.
But that. Like,
no, I think that works really well.
I sleep for like 4 or 5 hours a night. Like, just please.
So you can turn that on and actually scare them. They're going to scare
right.
you.
Cool. Oh, yeah, that'll be. Now I'm a little nervous. All right, great. AJ?
I'm AJ Villarreal. I'm the senior group leader. My role is kind of be just popping into all the cabins, make sure the seniors are getting like the best experience they want. Really making sure they develop into that leadership role of camp because they are the oldest kids of camp. A lot of them have been here for a lot of years. I mean, this is only my second year, but I've fallen in love with camp. I've been coming up to Eagle River for 22 years now.
And you're going to be teaching high school?
Yep, so I'm going to be teaching history and special education in high school.
Awesome.
And then I'm actually going on to get my master's to hopefully be a guidance counselor or something of that sort, kind of work my way up. So I kind of want to use what I've learned in school and stuff to really develop the youth here at camp and really get, like, the most out of them. And then also the camp side thing, just making sure they're getting all their activities, doing all their stuff, because we do have a lot of kids, and a lot of them it's just two counselors in each cabin, so...
Mm-hmm.
I'm acting as that third floating counselor in every cabin.
And I think it's really important to have this in the senior age division, especially because sometimes the kids can come to camp and feel like they're doing the same thing over and over, and like their counselors are focusing so much on them that you can be an advocate, and you can kind of like set up new programs for them and do some stuff that I'm really excited about.
Yeah, no, I definitely want to do like some of like what Jackson's doing, like ways to get. I think we have three cabins that are like everyone's the same age and grade.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of them have wanted to like be with each
four.
Other. Or four.
13-year-olds? There's four 13-year-old cabins.
And I want to find ways to get them all involved so then they can still feel like there's still one big age group even though they're divided up
right.
into four different cabins.
And so to circle back, so juniors are 3 through 9, intermediates are 10, 11, 13, 14, 15. And seniors are 12, 16, 17, 2, 19 and 18.
Yep.
Great.
That's correct.
Perfect. And so for those of you listening that know kind of our structure and are used to what we do at camp, our youth development directors, Jeff Toombs and Pam Adler, will still be working. They'll each have a go-to cabin. Parents, you will be first-time parents. You will hear from Jeff and Pam within the first few days of your kids being at camp. We're just adding an extra layer of kind of support for the kids. Boots on the ground, helping myself, Jeff, and Pam work with every single cabin and every single kid in camp, and we think that these three can really help us with that. So I'm excited to have you guys on board. Are you excited to do it?
Yeah.
It's
going to be a blast.
All right, so let's recap the day while we're here. Bus has rolled in around 2:30. Josh, you woke up in Chicago, and you get to go to sleep in Menominee. That's pretty exciting.
It is. Going to miss that bed in that hotel.
At the Red Roof Inn in Deerfield?
It was great, yeah. It was minimal bed bugs.
Ugh, why would you even? Now I'm gonna. Okay, and then so buses rolled in. We immediately did all of our. We did our pep rally. We introduced the cabins. Then we went into rotations. What were you guys doing during rotations? Did you see anything exciting?
I walked around with 5 new 13-year-olds.
Nice.
I don't know if they're 13-year-olds. They're in cabin 13, but it's the 5 new guys. And
so those guys are 11 and 12.
Yeah, so
yeah.
I was walking out with them, and they were really enjoying camp, excited to be here.
Nice.
A lot of them are really into sports and stuff, so that's pretty cool.
Do you remember who they were?
Brady Doyle.
Shout out to Brady Doyle.
Gabriel...
Dearcourt?
Yep, from... I didn't believe... when he told
from
me,
Mexico?
Yeah, when he told
nice.
Me from Mexico City, I was like, you're lying.
Yeah. So,
like,
you know... So, we have the Schwartz boys from L.A. These are their cousins.
Yeah,
Mexico
so he
City.
Was, like, talking to me, and I was like, I don't believe you're from Mexico City. And then I was like, talk to me in Spanish. And then he, like, said, like, the most basic Spanish sentence ever. And I'm like, I, like, knew that, like, third grade. I'm like, tell me what you did in Spanish. And then, like, I actually went off. Like, okay,
yeah,
you're
don't
from Mexico.
All right, awesome. And so during the rotations, they signed up for Big Ten, which is our instructional activities. They signed up for leagues. They wrote down their goals. Were you a goal setting at
yes,
all?
Yes, I was doing goal setting. It was pretty cool. A lot of kids took it really serious, which is good because then it's our job to actually follow up on those and make sure they're doing what they are striving to do. I watched a kid actually already achieve one of his goals of making a new friend every
nice.
Day.
He's going to make one every day?
Yeah, that's his goal.
Wow.
But he made one today, so it's going strong so
one.
Far.
It's
yeah.
a lot of friends.
Uh-huh.
That's great. And
yeah.
yeah, so what we do is we take these goals and we make sure that we're supporting the boys in accomplishing those. And then at the 2-week mark, we'll do a goal reset and the stuff that they've done, we'll cross those off and we'll add new ones to see what they can do when they're here. Do you have a goal this summer?
Yeah, I wrote some goals down. I want to catch a fish, which
you
is
want.
A goal I share with a lot of the juniors as well. So we're going to maybe grab AJ, go out there one time, try and catch some fish. I want to take home a good amount of my paycheck.
Don't say, let's not get into your last goal.
Okay.
Because we very much support you while you're in camp. Okay, awesome. And then we had dinner.
Yeah.
So packed mess hall.
It was. It was a good thing, though. Like,
yeah.
I thought I was going to be eating on the porch.
Yeah, there's a lot of people in there, which is great. And then we played Capture the Flag. You got really into it.
Yeah. Really bad turf burn sliding across the line, and
yeah.
it didn't pay off. Cause
that's
I
what happens. That's what happens.
I'm 2-for-2 on this.
It hasn't rained for 4 weeks.
We've so had 30 consecutive days of 80-plus weather.
Sun. If
sure
I would have
it.
Thrown it up and caught it to myself, though, that would have been a sweet
oh,
win.
Hold on. Can we talk about how we've had perfect weather at camp, and Josh hates it because he's from London and he wishes it was like 55 and like cloudy.
Yeah.
I wish it was raining too.
Give me
it
some
makes
rain.
The fishing that much easier. I'm taking
yeah.
these kids out. It's like 94 on the boat, and I'm like, this
please.
Is tough to find fish.
Begging
well,
for a couple of
weeks.
Let's
hope it doesn't rain too much.
Rain.
A lot of camp.
A little bit, to, you know, just keep the dust down.
Okay.
And
want some grass.
We also
I feel like
did
I'm
our,
back in Arizona.
We also did our waterfront talk with Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
He tells the kids how they could canoe from camp to Australia.
Or anywhere in the world.
Story. And tells them to wash everywhere.
Yeah.
Tells them to stay clean. Was that it? And then letters home.
than a great campfire with, full of great laughs and jokes.
Yes, we did Keep on the Sunny Side with Tom Adler. We
Jackson,
what'd you play? You played Sweet Home Alabama?
I did.
Wisconsin.
Sweet Home Wisconsin. They're it's a song night favorite, like Sweet Home Cameronomini.
Yeah, I had a lot of people come up to me upset that I didn't turn it in from Alabama to Wisconsin then to Menominee.
Yeah.
It was kind of thinking on the spot. It wasn't really planned, but I definitely got some backfire for not playing Menominee, so next time I will work it in.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, if you guys speak, a few new guys, a few returners. We talked about cabin contracts. So right now, as we sit here, a lot of the cabins are asleep, but a few of them are putting together their contracts, their kind of agreements for their cabin for the summer, talking about their goals, going over the rules of camp, and kind of really establishing that bond on the first night, which I like. Did you guys see that stuff when you were going through the cabins?
Mm-hmm. Especially in the senior year, too. Saw a lot of that.
Yeah, which is really important for them, I think. Yeah, and that was a day. We got a lot.
It was a long, sweaty day.
Yeah.
I got to work on it, moving all the bags.
Oh, yeah, parents, great job packing.
Yeah.
Those bags are...
Big bags.
Yeah, those bags are packed, and it's awesome.
You guys are lucky you didn't have to smell that coach.
The bus?
Yeah, the bus, yeah.
It was, would have been in the other
one. It was
tough. Brand new.
So it was a hot day. A lot of bodies.
Isn't there AC?
I mean, it didn't help. It's like 55 kids on a bus. It's tough.
Yeah, but they're built
imagine
for
imagine being a college football team on a bus.
Yeah, no thanks.
All right. Okay. That's it. I think we did it. For parents out there, thanks so much for sending your kids to camp. It's going to be a great session. We're going to work with these group leaders. We're going to work with Jeff and Pamela and Woody, and we got a lot of great stuff planned for your kids this summer. So please follow us everywhere. Read the Megaphone. Listen to the podcast. Look at our pictures. I'm going to send out links to all of that tonight. You guys got anything else? Anyone you want to say hi to before we go?
Hi, Mom.
Excited to have Max Weingard here.
Max,
the
sheriff's
back. Yeah, the sheriff is back in town.
Also, England won the Cricket World Cup.
Hey,
England.
Shout out to England for winning the Cricket World Cup.
Yeah.
That is...
First final in 40 years.
Hey.
Let's get it, England.
More World Cups of cricket than World Cups
of
soccer.
We can win something, yeah.
Okay. Thanks for listening. For the love of Kim, I'm Jason Felgerber. Good night, everybody. But right now, all of our kids are in their cabins with their counselors, doing their cabin contracts, going over the rules for the summer. So I have two of my campers with me, our assistant directors and youth development team, Jeff Toombs and Pamela Adler. Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to the pod. This is Pamela. Pamela loves Menominee first. You celebrate them, and this is your first time on the podcast.
This is a Menominee first for me.
Are you excited to be here?
I'm very excited.
Can you tell the people and the listeners who you are and what you do here?
Sure. So my name is Pamela Adler, and I'm one of the associate directors at camp. I do a lot of things at camp. I like to help out water skiing, hence the Menominee first. Like to teach a little bit of yoga, some fitness, and as you mentioned, one of the youth development facilitators here at camp. So that means I'm just going to be there for all the boys, new campers and new families especially, to be kind of a contact and let parents know what's going on through text, emails, and photos. And yeah,
excellent.
Just all around loud mouth around camp, right?
Love it
so much. And so do you, well, we could get into that a little bit later. We'll tell them like what cabins you guys are working with and everything like that. But let's introduce Jeffrey.
Bonjour, madame, monsieur, ça va? Jeff Toombs, Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. This is my 11th year at camp, starting in 1999. Had to come back when Jason took over. Really appreciate, certainly with Pamela's support, that our initiatives to work on agency and the boys want to achieve goals as small or large as they can here at camp, in the business, trying to have them work on their mastery of different small skills to achieve those amazing feelings of success at camp that obviously, as we know, build to be the boy at Menominee, to be the man that they leave these grounds that we all need in this world.
I'm gonna
brag on behalf of both of you that I think that the work that we do with our kids, particularly the first year campers and the younger campers, is unmatched because of what you guys do with them on an individual level. Parents out there, you're going to hear from Jeff and Pam a number of times throughout the summer, especially first year parents, with information about what your kids are doing every day and maybe special pictures, little things that you won't get because, let's be honest, 9 to 14 year olds write horrible letters. And they aren't going to give you a lot of information. We want to try and support that and make sure that the kids are thriving in the environment that we're building for them to kind of grow as campers. But well, let's circle back. Let's start. This is the word, like, we're a recap podcast. Let's talk about the last few days. Father son camp ended Sunday morning. And then I went back to Chicago to pick up the Chicago campers for this morning. So you guys were here. What happened at camp?
Yeah, getting ready. You know, one group in, our boys coming, you know, one group out, one group in. So a lot of resetting. Kind of feels like a large, you know, musical or theatrical, you know, event, trying to coordinate everyone's needs as far as readying the cabins, readying the meals. It's really cool to just watch the entire camp reset. You know, some of us have been here a month. We've seen it come through all these different stages here at camp, whether, you know, it's the leaves on the trees and the fields growing and the setting up of new activity and sport courts. And it's really quite the thing to just finally be at game day. And all these, you know, weeks and months of preparation and the off season are all for today. And yeah.
So inside baseball, as you guys were preparing the cabins, what did the 25 campers that were father son carryovers get to do?
They headed into town. They got to spend some time at a incredible wildlife petting zoo here in the North Woods, and then got to indulge
they
in
ate
some
incredible amount of Chinese food.
Yes.
Oh, you sent them to the Chinese
they
buffet.
Ate incredible
we sent them
amount
to
of
boy.
The Chinese food buffet. Yeah,
with the soft serve.
With the soft serve
okay.
ice cream. Yeah,
there's one. Yeah, so Rhinelander doesn't have soft serve. The Monaco one does,
nope.
And it's a big deal. Okay, so then last night, were you, Pamela, were you awake when they rolled in?
I was not. No,
yeah, 12:30.
Yeah.
We saw the buses through the gate.
38 campers from various different states that flew into Minneapolis that we picked up at the airport and drove back here, and they got in late, and you guys and your very lovely Woody and Jeff fashion had beds made for them so they didn't have to go into their own luggage.
You don't want them having to pick through the nicely prepared bags that their parents have sent them off with to try to hunt down pillowcases and sheets. So, yeah, everything was set up. It was quite a lovely sight. We had obviously some downtime in the evening, and then there we were in true Menominee fashion, the boys doing quiet gauntlet walkthrough off the bus and, you know, whispering cheers and pulling the bags off the bus. And it was pretty cool. From the bus pulling in to the boys in bed, it was a 20-minute turnaround. Every counselor came out to welcome them. And then all these boys got to return that favor just a few short hours later today.
So, Pamela, what happened at camp today?
So today we did some rotations, right? Did some camp housekeeping, we like to call it, some business that needed to be attended to, right? So we did rotations, all the campers, youngest to oldest, wrote letters home. Mm-hmm. They did some health checks, did some screening, and they signed up for their activities, their Big Ten activity periods. So the activities that they're going to take to learn, right, instructional activities that they'll learn more to advance in
proud
skills.
To report, no lice?
No.
It's a great day every first day at camp, no lice. And then a new rotation this year, right?
Oh, right. So that's right. Thank you for that. So we added in the goals that Jeff mentioned earlier. So we had a station for the campers to physically write out the three goals that they wanted to achieve this summer. So those all be put into a database, and we're going to be tracking those pretty closely this summer. We're very excited about it.
Yeah, it was pretty cool to not just work through the exercise, but I think parents, you guys will respect the fact that here we are working through their activity selections and their waterfront safety and alike, but here we were purposefully, intentionally, authentically setting goals, achievable goals. You know, if a boy was so prepared to give us a, you know, I want to be better at, you know, said sport or activity, we would even flush out those goals and say, well, how is that achievable? You know, I want to be a better friend. Okay, great. How can that be achieved at your time at camp or beyond? And so I really respected that not only were we giving it as much time and as much intentionality as I want to play golf and I want to water ski, but also gave it the activity period and intention so that the boys maybe subconsciously are focused as much on those goals that I know we as parents and surrogate parents all want for our boys when they're here at camp.
And it's funny, one of the reasons we made that change is because we were talking about how we get all the goals every year, and they usually do them in their cabins. And what we find is that a cabin will have a few individual goals, and then everyone in the cabin will want the same thing. Mm-hmm. And in our heads, we're just picturing kind of one camper saying, well, I want to learn how to water ski, and then everyone in the cabin wants to learn, which is great. Mm-hmm. And Pamela makes it happen for all of them. But we wanted it to be a more individual thing this year. So while you guys were preparing for us to come, I was on the bus with 49 campers and Jake Goodman, and we watched a little Captain Marvel and a little Rocky, and what else did we put on? I forgot the other movies we watched, but we had a great moment where we stopped for lunch and everyone had their lunches, and we get off and we're off the bus for like 7 minutes, and everyone's kind of looking around like, what do we, like, can we, I'm like, oh, do you guys want to just finish lunches on the bus and we'll just get to camp sooner? They're like, yeah, like, what are we doing? Let's go. And so the bus drivers were like getting their own lunches, and our kids were already back on the bus and like cleaned up the area, and they were done and good to go. And we got here pretty fast, and then they had the tunnel, and we announced the cabins, and then we were off and running.
It's pretty cool to see all the counselors slowly building that anticipation too. And the only way that I can express it, and to be honest, it's always with a lot of emotion, is it feels like there's parts of you that are finally returning to where they should be. And camp's amazing. It's a gorgeous place. You know, Jason and I got up here mid-May, you know, Pam not that long after. And to be honest, it could be spit and polished and absolutely perfect, but without the boys, there is a huge gap missing. So the second they arrive, it feels like, we always say, the brotherhood and the family is together, and it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Family. I think we have a new camper. We have a new camper. His name is Joshua, but I think he summed it up best. Brand new camper. The pep rally, that tunnel Jason was talking about off the bus, all that excitement, walked into Wasserman Hall and everybody's chanting and cheering and all this energy, getting ready to learn the cabins. And Joshua just turned to me and said, man, this camp has so much energy. I think I'm going to love it. And I said, yes, you will.
Which is just great. That's the attitude we love. There's always, we'll always get the ones who are total sensory overload.
Sure.
And which is fine, because we all learn at our own pace.
Yeah. But he was super pumped about
Pam,
it.
Pam, do you want to talk about the fire that you and Thomas put together tonight?
So, yeah, we had a beautiful campfire down by Sand Lake, and it was a really wonderful mix of lively and reflective. So we sang around the campfire, some counselors, and some counselors also employed the help of their brand new cabin, their brand new campers, to lead everybody in a rousing rendition of We Will Rock You.
That was a moment. We need to take a second. So Jackson is an incredible guitar player can rock the house, and he put his guitar on and he went up there with the group, and then he didn't play the guitar.
Not at all.
Well, he explained that he needed their help. His nerves. A bit of theater. His nerves didn't allow him to play the guitar.
To participate.
As an audience member, I was a little disappointed. But
it was great. So we told a few jokes. We've got a camp staple here, Keep on the Sunny Side, where we tell a few jokes. And then some counselors talked about why they were excited to be here and what mm-hmm. camp means to them, and it was really lovely.
I think one of our youngest kids in camp, the joke was, why do burglars do their laundry before a getaway? Because they want to make a clean break.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah. Patrick McCormick. Yeah. The Canadian roots of comedy coming out once again. Shout out.
So, yeah, it was a fantastic first day of camp. Mm-hmm. All right, so do you guys real quick want to... Do we have the list of what cabins that we're going to be working with?
I got it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So call it off.
So I can start out. I'm going to be working closely, you know, with all the campers, of course, but direct contact for cabins number 3, 5, 8, 11, 13, 14, and 16.
And that's right, parents of cabin 4, cabin 6, cabin 7, cabin 9, cabin 10, cabin 17, and cabin 15, you will be hearing from me very shortly, where we're actually going to intentionally make contact with those rookie parents. And
right, the expectation, so we're going to be in direct contact a bunch of times with mm-hmm. the first-year families. Second year and above will still be your go-to for those cabins, definitely. And we will put that same amount of attention in, but we all know how difficult it can be for first-year families. Mm-hmm. Parents worse than kids, because the kids at least get to have fun
definitely.
While they're here. And yeah, it'll be great.
Yeah. I really appreciate that you'll be hearing from both Pam and I in regards to the boys' selections. You'll get to maybe hear a couple of those goals that they've shared, activities that they signed up for. So rookie parents, where we've got your back, and vice versa. One of the major places that both Pam and I like to lead with, there are a lot of strategies that you already work with your son through the day, through school, through his sports, and we just want to support and continue that. That continuity of care while your boy is here at camp is crucial to us. And so you will be hearing from us regardless of whether that's to, show you how we've shown praise and met some of those goals, and also to seek assistance where if there's a behavior that we're noticing that we just need support in, we're not going to be afraid to reach out. And I know that that's our best foot forward and the best way that we can do that work for your boys.
Pamela, you did it.
You made it
through your first podcast. How do you feel?
Pretty good.
Great. Well,
thanks for having me. Thanks, parents.
For the entire Menominee family out there, please don't forget to check out these podcasts every day. Woody is full-time and back, and he's writing his blog. We will have the Megaphone posted. Our pictures are on Waldo. You can find the link on our website. We got Imelda taking a lot of pictures every day. We are really excited for our 92nd and hopefully best summer yet. I will be back tomorrow with some campers. I've already had some requests. Cabin 16 wants to do a full cabin pod, which is a little aggressive for night number 2, but we'll see what happens. So for everyone out there, I'm Jason Fallgraber. For the love of camp, have a great evening, and we will see you back here tomorrow.